You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Basically a pick 'em, Lee, for this one. Tottenham coming into this on the back of that superb win at home against Manchester City. Swansea well beaten against Southampton at St Mary's. I think these prices depend how much you trust Tottenham and how much stock you put in that win against Manchester City last weekend.
Yeah, I don't trust them much at all, if I'm being honest. I mean, they've got to come back from France on Thursday, haven't they? I know they've got till Sunday, and it's not exactly a long trip back from France, obviously, but there is exertion there. One thing I've noticed about Tottenham when they come back from the Europa League games is they tend to have quite quiet first halves. It's almost like they don't want to overly exert themselves, or maybe there's a little bit of a lag in their fitness, and they want to hold a little bit back for the end of the game. Now, if you look at their away games this season, they didn't score at Man United, didn't score until the 81st minute at Leicester, didn't score until the 82nd minute at Sunderland. Similarly with Swansea, now they scored very early against Newcastle in their opening home game of the season after 9 minutes. Then the second one came in the 52nd, didn't score till the hour mark against Man United, and didn't score at all against Everton. You can probably guess where I'm going with this. It's a pure stats bet, this one. Time of the first goal in the match, 46th minute or over, is priced up at, I think it's 5-2. I'm just looking for it. I saw it last night when I was doing my prep, and now I can't find it. But 5-2, it's definitely 5-2.
Yep.
Time of first goal, 46th minute and over, which I thought was a nice bet.
You can either have that bet or buy a golden goal ticket. Yeah, you know what? You're giving Tottenham a bit of stick there, and rightly so in early season, you know, right at the beginning of the season. But you know, before that Monaco game in midweek, when you're never too sure how much to read into Europa League results and performances, they'd won four of their previous five games, Tottenham. You know, they're getting the job done there. Palace, Sunderland, okay. Man City murdered. And they're going to a Swansea team who look as though they've finished for the season. I mean, one goal in their last four games. They haven't been playing top-class opposition, and they've never looked like winning any of them. I've read Swansea wrong pretty virtually every game, but I think I've read them right this time. They're going to lose, and I think Tottenham are a big price here.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.